my soul.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
So last year, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in the Dobbs decision and overturned Roe versus Wade and turn this abortion back to the states. Unfortunately, though, they did not restore the rights of the preborn children. You see, preborn children should be have the same rights as you and I. In the Declaration of Independence, we read that all of our rights are given to us by God. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And we really need to see the restoration of rights to the preborn children. And prior to the overturn of Roe, we were working in the state through Personhood Florida to protect, to work toward the day when we would be able to protect every innocent human life without exception. And we actually had a proposed constitutional amendment. And one of the things that we saw with that effort is that there were groups that claimed to be pro-life that did not support us. And one of the main reasons that they didn't support us, in fact, the one reason that they gave over and over again, is we don't believe that we can win at the U.S. Supreme Court. Well, now we have won at the U.S. Supreme Court, yet those groups are still not working to protect every innocent human life without exception. They're not supporting pro-life amendments to the Constitution. Why not? Because they don't believe we can win. And they were afraid of failure. One pro-life representative actually at a pro-life leadership meeting actually said not only that he wanted to see polling numbers that showed that we would win before he would support such an amendment, he also said he wanted to see an organization that had millions of dollars in the bank to fund the advertising needed to push such an amendment. So we are going to look, and we have previously looked at what the Bible has to say about what God says we should do in relation to human life, when human life is at risk. How should human beings, really, because God doesn't have a different standard for Christians and non-Christians. Certainly, he holds Christians to a higher standard than non-Christians. But God holds all of mankind accountable to defend innocent human life. And we should be working to defend and protect innocent human life. And we're going to revisit these scriptures today and see whether these commands to protect innocent human life are based on likelihood of success. Does God say rescue those unjustly sentenced to death if the polling numbers show that you might win at the ballot box? Does it say rescue those unjustly sentenced to death if you have an organization that has millions of dollars in the bank? Does God say wait until victory is almost certain before you start to work to protect innocent human life? We're going to look at these scriptures again, and I think, you know, it's obviously pretty obvious. God's word and his standards are not conditional upon success. In fact, many times in scripture, you'll actually see God telling people to do things that they won't succeed at. And in fact, even the prophet Isaiah was told to prophesy until the people's hearts would become hardened so that God could bring his judgment upon the people. So we are called to be obedient. We are called to be faithful regardless of the outcome. And we look at the command in Psalm 82, God's command to defend the fatherless. Beginning in verse 1, God stands in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the poor? Selah. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Isn't it about time that we protect every human being in America, including the preborn? Go to personhoodflorida.com today to sign the Human Life Protection Amendment to establish liberty and justice for all. Again, that's personhoodflorida.com.
Welcome back to A Faster PC Live Support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems.
Beauty of Faster PC.
That's right. And we are back ready to answer your computer and technology questions. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can go to YouTube or Facebook, type your question into the comment of the live video that's going on right now, because we're there. We're ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer and technical problems. And the streams are live. Of course, if you're listening on the radio, we'll always try to explain things and verbally explain so that you can understand. But just know that sometimes we'll actually be able to show you, I'll actually switch over and show you
the steps that we go through to resolve computer and technical problems, and you'll be able to watch those at the live video over there all the time. So that's pretty awesome. Now, one thing that we talked a little bit about last week is we talked about the big game coming up a week from today. I'm not talking about the Pro Bowl game. You know, one thing I'm going to say about the Pro Bowl game, at least this year, they're just doing a flag football game. Because really, if you've watched it, I tuned in, I don't know, if maybe 2 or 3 years ago for a little bit, and I watched a few seconds of it, and I said, wow, this is really lame. They might as well just be doing a flag football game, and I guess they decided that's all they're going to do is a flag football game. So anyway, and of course they have other skill competitions, but the big game is the Super Bowl, and the Super Bowl is something that even people that don't like to watch football and don't care anything about football tend to like the Super Bowl, and like to have Super Bowl parties, and like to, you know, a big part of it is watching the game, but also watching the commercials. Some people even watch the halftime show. A lot of times lately, I have been skipping the halftime show because it's, not always entertainment that I find as entertaining, and secondly, also, the content quite often is provocative, and it's not something that I want to subject myself to. So typically it's one of the times where, you know, a lot of times I'm streaming, and a lot of times I'm streaming a little bit in delay, at least a little bit in delay, so that I can skip the commercials. The Super Bowl is one of those games where most people actually want to watch the commercials, and so I will be watching the commercials. I definitely will. I can say almost definitely will be zipping through quite a bit of the halftime show, depending on the content. You know, last year it wasn't too bad. The first song, I said, "Wow, you know, this is kind of decent." Then they got to the second song and they blew it out of the water with the provocative stuff. But hopefully, I can just say I've seen some of the previews for this show, the halftime show, and you know, the previews are provocative enough. So I'm probably not going to be watching that myself. But again, you know, this is something that we will be. A lot of people are going to want to watch this. And I know, first of all, we have some people listening that have already cut the cord. What do we mean by cutting the cord? We're not talking about the umbilical cord here. What we're talking about is cutting the cable cord. So typically you would get television through a cable TV provider, such as Comcast or Xfinity, or through AT&T, through their U-verse. You also... Some communities have fiber, and the fiber provides television as well, and other people are using satellite, either Dish or DirecTV, and watching television that way. This is something there are more and more people that have cut the cord, so they've discontinued their subscriptions, and in addition to that, there are many people listening that are probably thinking, wow, I would like to cut the cord because their costs are going up and up and up and up. And their bills for television are just astronomical. And sometimes people say, well, I only want to watch a few channels. Well, we're going to talk here real quick. And I know we have Alan on the line. We'll get to you quickly, Alan, soon. But we want to actually... we went over this a little bit last week. The Super Bowl will be on Fox, and most people in our listening area, if you're listening via radio at least, most people can easily pick up Fox with a digital antenna. Even if that antenna is inside your house, you should be able to pick up Fox. Even if you don't get the ones that have, you know, the the actual, you know, antenna looking things, even if you just get the one that you just kind of stick to your wall or whatever, most likely you can get Fox. It's the easiest channel to get out of West Palm. But, you know, if you're going to get an antenna, you might as well get the big one. Of course, one of the drawbacks with an antenna system is that you can't, I guess you could connect it to a DVR, and then you could watch it in delay that way. But short of doing that, you're going to be watching it real time. Now, some other ways that you can watch it. The NFL has NFL Plus, and NFL Plus is a streaming service. And with their streaming service, you can watch games that have already happened. So, you know, if you have a favorite team and you miss some of the games, you want to watch them this season, you can actually do that if you subscribe to NFL Plus. They even have a free trial. You might want to wait until after tomorrow and actually start the free trial, because they give you like a 7-day free trial. And again, you can watch previous games if you want. You can stream live games from your phone or your tablet. And there are some apps that will allow you to stream from your tablet to your television. So you know, this is one way that you might be able to get it on the television and even do this for free. Also, all of the streaming services out there will be enticing people to sign up, and they have free trials as well. So if you're thinking about streaming, maybe you want to check it out, and you haven't done it yet, you can actually go in and you can go ahead and do a trial. If you like it and you want to cut the cord, you give your cable company the boot, you can actually do that, and you can save yourself some money, and you can, you know, and if you don't like it, you can discontinue. Some people even just, I know some people that have signed up for the trial and then just discontinued after the trial. And we're gonna bring Alan in. I know Alan has actually subscribed to one of the streaming services in the past, maybe even more than one. Alan, welcome to a Faster PC Live technical support. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Brian. You've been talking about the Super Bowl, and I have a question related to what you've been talking about. I read an article recently about an artificial intelligence, I believe it's called ChatGPT, and Microsoft has made a big investment in it, and the article basically said that of the three final NFL playoff games, the artificial intelligence picked three out of three correctly. It didn't pick one of them. But I'm wondering, what actually is ChatGPT, and whether you can get access to it, or is it just for major computer systems? So if you could answer that for me and for our audience, I'd appreciate it, Brian.
Yes. ChatGPT, it's an optimized language model for dialogue, and it is using AI, and from their website, it says we have trained a model called ChatGPT, which interacts in a conversational way. So we'll actually pick this up a little bit on the next segment.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link, to listen to a faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems.
That's right, and we are back ready to answer your questions, your computer and technical questions, and help you with that. And Alan was at the last segment of the last, well, the last part of the last segment was actually talking about ChatGPT and how it was used to predict three of the three NFL playoff matchups, and this was not this past week, but I believe the week before. ChatGPT is using it's a chat box, and in chat is where you text and someone else texts back to you. And typically, it can be used on websites. You might see, in fact, a lot of websites, when you see chat, where they're prompting you to engage with them in chat, typically the first person you chat with is not a person, not a human. It's actually a virtual chat box of some sort using AI. And what AI stands for is artificial intelligence. So it's computers that are learning, and based on their learning, then they're able to adapt and come up with better answers in the future based on their previous learning. OpenAI is an open source artificial intelligence. And ChatGPT, that's G as in George, P as in Papa, T as in Tango, that is, and it's all one, it's all together, no spaces, ChatGPT, is based on OpenAI. It has been used, it's pretty interesting, ChatGPT has been used to answer questions, to write stories, to write song lyrics, and in other ways to eliminate efforts. The chat box based on ChatGPT has actually passed the U.S. medical licensing exam, the MBA level operating exam, and the bar exam. So who needs an attorney anymore? Just contact this ChatGPT. Obviously, it's not quite to that level yet, but you could see where this could actually go using artificial intelligence. Schools in some areas have actually banned the use of ChatGPT, as it could offer ways to cheat on tests and schoolwork. Other schools are actually accepting it, kind of like they would see it as a calculator, use of a calculator. So the actual NFL game prediction came from actually using ChatGPT with a Chrome plugin called Merlin, and again using OpenAI or Open Artificial Intelligence to predict those games. So it is interesting, very interesting, really, what could come of this. And the ChatGPT prior to the championship game, they actually believed that the Eagles would win 25-17. Now they underestimated. They did get the pick right, but they underestimated the points that the Eagles had and overestimated the points that San Francisco had. Of course, they probably didn't predict that San Francisco would be playing most of the game without a functional quarterback that could throw the ball further than 5 yards. If you watch that game, you know what I'm talking about there. So it also liked the Bengals by 18 points. So obviously the Bengals didn't prevail. That was actually a really good game, the championship game between the Chiefs and the Bengals, a very tight game, and it went back and forth a little bit. But anyway, you know, the Bengals didn't quite get it done in the championship week, but they did win the week before. Obviously, the Eagles won the week before, and it'll be interesting to see where this can go. Obviously, you know, with people betting on sports, if this ChatGPT could actually accurately increase the odds of betting, well, you know, I'm sure that whoever makes the odds would have to factor that in, and they would actually probably would win less if you were going with ChatGPT and more if you're going the other way. But it's kind of interesting to see how that would play out. But really, you could see a whole bunch of different things. And you think You know, let's say you had to write a report for your business, or you needed to write a news report or an article, or a promotional piece for your business, or, you know, for school, or, you know, maybe it is a legal brief that you're working on in a law office. You know, lawyers already use templates. They already have, you know, if you come into a lawyer to do estate planning, they're not going to just build you a trust from scratch. They're going to take a template that has some basic framework, and they're going to modify that template for you. So imagine, you know, you could actually have artificial intelligence where you could plug some information in, names and addresses and some details about assets, and you could probably have the ChatGPT just plug those into certain fields in the template, and then the attorney could look it over and make changes. And really, that's kind of what attorneys do today, except they're using an administrative assistant. So you could see where this might go. You might actually see fewer administrative assistants, or you might see fewer news reporters, because you might have one person that kind of takes the articles that are written by an artificial intelligence group, or, you know, artificial intelligence program similar to ChatGPT, and you might actually see that is used to actually write multiple stories. And then you might have one writer that would actually review those stories and hopefully make corrections. Of course, you know, it's kind of would be interesting to see whether there would be fewer mistakes that way, because I can tell you that even the way it is, there's quite a few mistakes. And I'm not a grammar expert, but I can see mistakes in news articles out there. And, I'm sure it drives the English teachers out there bonkers sometimes to see some of these things. So it will be interesting, though, to see what comes from this. You know, I think you're going to see more and more of this being used. And just think about it. You know, if a company can provide on their website chat that provides some interaction and some answers and some direction, and can capture some information from the person that's there, and the more that can actually learn and the more it can get better, could actually mimic a human being. Although, you know, so far I haven't really seen, and I've done a lot of chats with chat bots. You know, again, a bot would be kind of like a robot, but it's, you know, using, again, artificial intelligence. So you're looking at a computer that's actually using artificial intelligence to respond based on what the person's typing in. So I've engaged in several of those and have not yet really found one that has made me to think that it was actually as good as a human. And typically, the chat box will get you a certain point to a certain point. I haven't found them to be too useful as of yet. But you could see many uses for this in the future. And technology is definitely going to play a big role. One thing that is being touted by some of the people out there right now with artificial intelligence is that the technology is actually being used for the technology is actually being used so that they can actually it'll actually speak, and it sounds less computer-like than it used to sound like. You can imagine the way computers were in the past. The computer voice is very computer sounding. And the chat AI is actually coming more and more more and more so that they sound more like a legitimate an actual person and less like a computer. So it will be interesting to see where this all takes us. Definitely technology is a big part of our lives today, and it's going to be even a bigger part of our lives in the future. We have customers that in their home, they'll just be walking around and they'll say, Alexa, add cream cheese to my shopping list. And Alexa responds, okay, I've added cream cheese to your shopping list. And so, you know, you have the use in the, and Alexa, by the way, can be, Alexa is Amazon's virtual assistant. Amazon has Alexa, Google has Google, and Microsoft has Cortana, Apple has Siri. These are virtual assistants that you can ask them to do certain things, like add something to your shopping list. And they actually, the one drawback that, you know, is a potential privacy concern is the devices are listening. They're listening to what goes on, sometimes even things that you might not want them to listen to. They will be listening, and sometimes there are employees on the other end of the company providing the service that may be listening as well. And so that does create privacy concerns, but some people are fully comfortable doing it and actually are using these virtual assistants to actually, again, manage their shopping list. I mean, you can think about it. If you could think about it and talk and have the virtual assistant do what you're asking to be done as quickly as you can say it, that can greatly enhance the amount of productivity that you can get done. And again, going back to attorneys do that type of thing all the time with dictation in their virtual assistant, you know, their actual administrative assistant. But you can imagine more and more you might see technology taking the place of some of the employees, so that a law firm that may have multiple administrative assistants might be able to use some of the technology to cut down on the amount of administrative assistants, and the administrative assistants would be, you know, basically reviewing the work that was actually done. And, you know, attorneys, and we've had attorneys for years that have been dictating, and dictation, you know, a lot of times they're dictating for an administrative assistant, but we have had customers for years that have been dictating where they're using a program that actually types out what they're saying. And it's not perfect. You still have to go through it. You still have to check. And by the way, people aren't perfect either, but it's way more perfect and it's much easier than it used to be. And, you know, if we were to go back 20 years ago, the people that did dictation through a computer spent, on average, one of our customers spent about 10 hours a week training the program, which was Dragon, naturally speaking, to listen to him and training it for his voice and his accent and the words that he was using. And yet, today, right out of the box, the program is way more accurate than his program was after he had spent hundreds of hours training it, probably thousands of hours training it. So it's technology is a big part of our lives. It's going to be even a bigger part of our lives in the future. So learn and use the technology to your advantage.
You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our
website at FasterPC.com, and we have a link there that says Listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website at FasterPC.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
We are back, ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer and technical issues. And this is what we do here at A Faster PC, live technical support every week. I did want to correct one thing that on the OpenGPT and the predictions, the predictions that the predictions of the previous games were actually from the week prior to that. they did, OpenGPT did predict, it looks like the winners in the championship games. So it did actually predict two out of the two in the championship game. It wasn't exact on the scores because, again, there were some things that it picked, I think, the Chiefs by 7 over Cincinnati, and I think they won by 3. And it picked Philadelphia by 10 over San Francisco. But, of course, the spread was much larger than that. And that was in large part due to the 49ers not having a quarterback that could throw the ball more than 5 yards. So, and, you know, their defense just really dominated, and that's why the quarterbacks got hurt for the other team, for the 49ers. But anyway, wanted to correct that. But the point is, this technology is being used, and for the championship game, the person that was actually doing the predictions with the OpenGPT, actually what they did is they did indicate that Patrick Mahomes wasn't at 100%. They listed him as at 80%, and they said that changed the prediction by 1 point. So you know, it knew that and still picked the Chiefs, even though many of the betting groups were actually favoring the Bengals to win. So anyway, technology is being used quite a bit today. It's being used in businesses. You can kind of even think about this, you know, in a lot of the different businesses that are out there, how technology can be used. One way that technology is being used today that is very different from the past is the way we make phone calls. Of course, for homes, it's very rare for people to have a landline anymore. There are people, and we have customers that do have landlines, and we have customers that have cell phones that don't even turn them on most of the time. But more and more people are using their cell phones. I even talked to someone yesterday who said that it was either yesterday or the day before, said that she didn't want a smartphone. She wanted to just use a flip phone, and her husband got her a smartphone, and she really wanted her flip phone because, you know, she was so used to it and she didn't like the new technology. But she did say, you know, I do find myself texting more than calling, and she loved being able to do video conferencing, and she uses FaceTime, I believe, but you can use FaceTime, you can use Zoom, you can use Skype with her grandkids. And this is just an amazing feature to be able to use this technology to interact. You can use it for business purposes, to actually have face-to-face meetings where you can see the person, they can see you, to do this with in business situations. You can also share with some of the programs, you can share your screen so that you can share a presentation or show someone how to do something. I was in a tech support event yesterday, and I was actually shared my screen, and the other technicians on the other end were able to tell me and direct me where they wanted me to go and to click, because they were teaching me how to use their portal to actually do various things. And one thing that is happening with phones as well in the business environment, especially, certainly there, you do see this in homes as well, where many of the people that have landlines now, they're actually not landlines per se. They're actually voice over IP, which is voice over internet protocol. So you're actually using the internet to make phone calls. So this is something that is happening more and more and more, and it's happening in businesses. And what I was doing yesterday was for a company setting up, we actually set up in voice over IP phones and added that to one existing voice over IP phone. And this replaced really, this replaced a phone system that probably cost the original purchaser of that phone system maybe $15,000 to $20,000. And yesterday, the customer for less than $2,000 bought the phones, had them installed, and they're going to be able to actually get their service, their phone service, for less money per month and have more features. So imagine that, being able to save money and also have more features, such as being able to actually have an app on your phone where you can answer the business line at your phone, or being able to take one of the phones from the business and actually connect it to a home, to the internet at the home, and actually be able to pick up the phone just like you were in your business. Or again, use the app on your phone to be able to use it just like you were in your business. So this is really, really cool to be able to, you know, really, you could have someone, maybe you have someone that maybe they're sick, but they can still talk on the phone. But you don't want them in your business because they might spread the germs. Or maybe they're at home with a child that's sick and they can't come in because they're at home. Or maybe, you know, we have some customers that they have certain employees that help care for an aged parent. And so what you see is they actually are at home working from home. Well, with the technology today, either with a voice over IP phone in the home, or with a app on a cell phone, they can actually, or an app on a computer and a headset, they can actually talk on the phone and answer calls and do everything just as if they were in the office. And so you can actually have someone that's at the house, and maybe, you know, certain hours of the day they're, you know, getting breakfast ready or lunch ready, making sure that their parent takes medication or making sure watching over their child, and able to actually at the same time to be able to obviously they can't be making breakfast probably and talking on the phone. I mean, they might be able to, but you know, typically there's some segmentation there where, you know, maybe they're not spending all of their time, but they're spending certain parts of the day where they're actually on the phone, they're on the computer, we're configuring their computers where they can safely and securely log in remotely without giving hackers access to their computer in the office, able to log in safely remotely, and to be able to actually log in and get the work done just like they were sitting in an office. And of course, one of the things that this does also is it gives the business a chance to have more employees working with less space. And some businesses are actually reducing the amount of space that they're renting so that they can have people working from home. And really, you could work from anywhere. You could actually be at a conference, and you know, when you're not in the conference, you could actually have access to your phone. You could make phone calls. You can actually interact. We have right now where, and you know, with our voice over IP service, I can pick up a phone call, from my cell phone, and my, you know, my wife is able to do the same thing as well. And sometimes when we're not in the office and the other person's overly busy, well, we can help out. So there's so many ways that technology is really advancing. And one of the big things, again, you don't have to spend that $15,000 or $20,000 on a phone system anymore. You don't have, by the way, the company was paying over $40 a month to a provider to provide them one phone line. And they're also paying that same provider another probably $15 a month in equipment rental fees to actually have a modem that the phone line will connect to. So they're not going to have to do that anymore. And, you know, their cost per line is down considerably from what they have been paying. And, you know, we have customers that have been paying big amounts of money for their phone lines, and we're able to switch them over to voice over IP and provide more features, more utilization out there, and also be able to more functionality at a lower cost. And that you just can't really beat that, to be able to have the ability to have more functionality and the ability to be able to text with your main business number. I mean, try to do that when you're using a company, AT&T or Comcast. They're gonna provide you the ability to text with your phone number? I haven't seen it happen yet, but you can actually do that with voice over IP service, and we're helping customers do that. We're helping them be able to be nimble, to be where they can be as flexible as they want to be, and, you know, can be in the field answering phone calls, making phone calls, and also, again, texting from the business line, responding to text with the business line. You know, some of our customers, even some of our older customers, prefer texting over talking on the phone. And it's an efficient way of communicating. And one of the things you really want to do as a business is just allow your customers multiple ways to communicate with you. And being able to do that in such a way that you can actually provide them the security, provide them increased functionality, provide them increased methods of communicating with their customers, and do it all and save them money at the same time. I mean, that's just a huge win-win-win when they can be more productive, have more features, and save money at the same time.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel, you can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website, afasterpc.com, and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO.
The title to tomorrow's sermon is, Now is the Time to Protect Every Innocent Human Life, Part 3.
You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
Don't you know about the Faster PC?
Solves computer problems.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Isn't it about time that we protect every human being in America, including the preborn? Go to personhoodflorida.com today to sign the Human Life Protection Amendment to establish